Welcome, we are Maseches Tanya Daf Yudbeis Amud Beis. We are up to the Mishnah. Avru Elo Velo Nanu. Let's say these fasts that the previous Mishnah described passed, and there's still no rain. So Beis Din Gozrin, Gimel Tanios Acheros Al Tzibur. Then three new fasts, additional fasts, are decreed on the Tzibur. And in these fasts, we're more Machmir. Ochlim Veshosim in Be'od Yo. You can eat and you could drink only while it's still daytime. But after the day is finished, after Shkia, then eating and drink is prohibited. Va'asurim b'milacha, we're asur to do work. Uv'rechitza, and to wash ourselves. V'sicha, to anoint ourselves. Ne'ilas asando, to wear leather shoes. V'tasha shamita, or to have marital relations. V'no'alin es ha'merchotzos, and we lock up the bathhouses. To be mamid the tzibur that they cannot go ahead and wash themselves. Avru elu v'lo nenu. What happens with chas v'shalom? These pass also, and we still did not receive the rain. So Beis Din goes in alei and od sheva. Then Beis Din decrees another 7 tanios. Shein yud gimel tanios al tzibur for a total of 13 fasts. Hari elu yiseros al rishonos. The last 7 are more machmir than the first, ones we had. The first six we had. Shebe elu masriyin, because on these fasts we cry out, and we'll see soon that refers to perhaps the shofar, perhaps it refers to anenu in slichos. We'll see what that means. But shebe elu masriyin v'nol in esachanuyos, and we lock down all of the stores. Basheni matin im chashecha, on Monday we let them partially open just towards the evening, so I guess people could get whatever they need for the particular week. And then says the Gemara of Chamishi, and on Thursday, Mutar Mivnei Akvoda Shabbos. They're allowed to be open for Kovod Shabbos. Avru Elu Velo Nenu, if these fasts pass, and still we have not been answered, Mimati Mimasa Vimaton, then we decrease our involvement in business. Bibinyam Vinetia, we don't do construction, we don't do planting. Be'erusin of Nisuin, we don't have weddings, we don't have erusin, we don't have the first step to weddings, second step to weddings. U'v'she'el ha'shalom ben adam l'chavero, we have an isser of she'el ha'shalom, we don't even greet each other. Rather, what do? K'bnei adam ha'nizufin l'makom, we act like people who have been nizufin, we've been censured by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hayechidim and the gedolim, chozun u'misanim, they pick up fasting again, ad sheyetze Nisan, until the end of Nisan. Yatza Nisan v'yardu geshamim, if Nisan ended and rain fell, simin klola, then that is a sign of klola. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, halo ketzir chitim hayom, is today, halo ketzir chitim hayom, is today not the day that you harvest wheat, and yet there's rain, and that is interfering with that possibility. So says the Gemara, Bishlama, I understand, Kulu Isbahu Tanik, all these other Isurim, Rechitza, Sicha, Vitasha, Shamita, have a pleasure to them. So we want to minimize indulgence because we're trying to refocus ourselves on the tshuva that we need in order to be able to appeal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Rachamim and have rain so that we could put ourselves back on track. But work is tsar. Who likes going to work? So how could you tell me that that's something that should be prohibited? Amar Rav Chizda, Amar Rav Yirmiya Bar Abba. So Rav Chizda says, Nei Rav Yirmiya Bar Abba, Amar Kra, the pasuk says, this is a pasuk in Yoel, the pasuk says, Kadshu Tzom Kiru Atzara, that we should be Mekadesh Atzom, we should sanctify Atzom, Kiru Atzara, we should call together a group, Isvu Zekanim, we should assemble all of the Zekanim. Ka Atzeres, that it's similar to an Atzeres. Ma Atzeres, Otsur, Ba'asiyas Melacha, just like an Atzeres in a Chag has an Isser Melacha, Avtanis, Otsur, Ba'asiyas Melacha, so to a Tainis should also have an Asiyas Melacha. Says the Gemara, if that's true, if you're comparing it to a Yontif, Ma Atzeres Me'ursa. So Atzeres applies from the previous night. Avtanis Nami Me'ursa. So Atainis should also apply the previous night. Meaning the Isser Melacha should start on Atainis from the previous night. So Amar Rabbi Zeira, says Rabbi Zeira Ledidi, Mefar Shali, so Minei de Rav Yirmiya Bar Abba. This is how it was explained to me by Rav Yirmiya Bar Abba. Amar Kura, the pasuk says, Isu Zekeinim, gather the Zekeinim, Dum Yoda Asifa Zekeinim, so the the Isser Malacha should be comparable to the Asifa Zekanim. Ma Asifa Zekanim Bayom, just like you gather the Zekanim during the daytime. Says the Gemara, Af Tzom Nami Bayom. So too, the Isser Tzom on Malacha also should only apply during the daytime. The Ema Mitiara. But maybe we should say that the Isser Malacha is only from the afternoon, just like the Asifa Zekanim most probably happened in the afternoon. So Amar Rav Shesha Breid Ravidi, says Rav Shesha, the son of Ravidi, Mesaya Leila Rav Huna. So this supports the sheet of Rav Huna. To Amar Mitzafra Kinufnya, who says that on the morning of the fast, that's when people would gather together in the shuls in order to daven. So the Gemara says, Hechi Avdi. So what's done when you have this gathering? Amar Abaye says, Ravai Mitzafran Palga de Yoma, from the morning until the midday, Ma'ininon b'milsa de Masa. That's when we do a cheshbon on the actual business of the town. We try to figure out, are things being done properly? Is there inappropriate business dealings going on? Mikan ve'elech Riv'a de Yoma. So during the next quarter of the day, Karinam b'sifra v'aftara, we read from the Torah and the Haftorah. Mikan ve'elech, in the final quarter of the day, be'inyan rachme. That's when we ask a Kadosh Baruch Hu for mercy. Shenemar, as it says, v'yakumu al amdam v'yikru b'sefer Torah Hashem Eloheim revias hayom. That they stood in their place and they read from the Torah Hashem for revias hayom, for revias misnavdim u'mishtachvim la'Hashem Elokeichem. And for one quarter of the day, they said vidui and they bowed to our Kadosh Baruch Hu, their God. So the Gemara says, Ifachana. But really, you should reverse the order of the day. Because, says Rashi, the Torah, the Pasuk doesn't say explicitly which part of the day was for tefillah and for reading the Torah. So, Lo Sal Kadaita, the Gemara says, no, Dichsiv, because it says in the Pasuk with regarding the fast of Ezra, Ve'elai Yosfu Kol Chored B'Divrei Elokei Yisrael Al Me'al Hagolah. And ve'elai, and to me, ye'osvu, they should gather, kol chored b'divrei Elokei Yisrael, anybody who fears HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the God of Yisrael, al ma'al hagola, on the me'ila, on the averos, of the gola, of the exile. V'ksiv, and it says, v'minchas ha'erev kamti mita'anisi. At the time of the evening, I got up from my tainis. Ve'ever shekape el Hashem. And I ve'efarsa kapai el Hashem, and I spread out my hands to a Kadosh Baruch Hu in tefillah. So that proves that it's the later part of the tainis that we do for tefillah, that we reserve for tefillah. So therefore, we could assume that in terms of the other thing that we're supposed to be doing, looking, introspecting about our general behavior, that's done in the morning. And this schedule of what we do on a tainis reflects very much the entire purpose of the tainis. The purpose of the tainis is not just to afflict ourselves with some sort of, you know, self-degradation that we should just feel sorry for ourselves. The purpose of the tainis is to essentially strip away our focus from material endeavors, and so that we can allow ourselves to introspect and to appreciate what are the spiritual catalysts for the situation within which Klal Yisrael finds themselves in. And even if Bizman Azeh, it's not so common that we would enact a tainis because Klal Yisrael is suffering from a particular challenge, nevertheless, the whole notion, that's the Rambam writes in Hilchos Tainis, the whole notion that the purpose of these tanios are for us to try to figure out what is it that we're doing wrong. And so therefore, the Cheshbon HaNefesh is part of that experience. Therefore, the Tefillah is part of that experience. And the very deliberate dividing up of the day, that one doesn't just allow the Tainis to just become one large mix of all these different things, but rather there is an avoda of the day, that there's a particular amount, a particular time of the day that is dedicated and devoted to trying to uncover what exactly is the problem that's resulting in this particular gezeirah, and to recognize that our behavior often holds the keys to being able to appeal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Rachmei Shamayim.